Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah, but once you're governor, you've always got a career. You've always got a career.
So you'd be his first lady.
Yeah, I would be his first lady. The first lady of Montana, me.
I can see you. Yeah. Rob comes out. By the way.
Yeah.
If Rob was the first lady, yeah. Montana, I can see it. Now let's bring out the first lady. And you hear the cling, cling, clang of the spurs, the big, shiny, oversized Pee-wee Herman spurs. And then from around the corner, beaded chaps. We understand you are still running for the law or your creditors. That you know, it just seems like just yesterday I was looking at a picture of you on a beach in Hawaii. I don't know what it is.
It's crazy. I get around. I'm a bit of a glow mad.
Something's coming out of that fish.
Love it.
And that's
it looks like the movie Tremors.
Yeah. It does.
Yeah.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
There is a term that's been attributed to me over the years that says if I'm not bitching, I'm not breathing. It's really amazing to have a bitch instantaneously. It has nothing to do with anything I prepared for coming in. But the moment you started the music, I leaned over to the printer, and one of Michael's gifts to my wife.
Yeah.
After her first printer debacle, where she couldn't seem to get it running, and I just gave up on it from her phone, was for Christmas, she got a discount printer from the Buy of Best that we just picked up.
You can get a printer very cheap. It's the ink where they get you, but if the printer itself, you can pick up cheaply.
It's come a long way.
It has.
So I installed it a few weeks back after Christmas, and I just don't understand why. I just don't understand why I am still seeing her stuff on my computer.
Oh, printer. She's still using your printer, even though she can't?
I don't know why.
Did you cheap out and get her like a bubble jet? What'd you get her?
No, I got her a decent HP.
Laser?
Looks like a mini version of what I have.
Did you shake the cartridge?
Stop it.
Maybe she ran out of ink.
Yeah, maybe she needs to shake it one time for me.
Shake it one time for me like Jerry Lee. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Our cities this week are Oatmeal, Texas.
What happened to the music?
Hey, well, I thought we were past this.
This is weird.
I don't need it. No, take it away now. That doesn't work. Please. I like our new music.
I do too. I love it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Micro, North Carolina, Logan, Ohio, Stillwater, Oklahoma, Tucumcari, New Mexico, and Villa de Merlot, San Luis, Argentina. Do I pronounce that correctly, Oscar?
Argentina.
And is it Villa de Merlot?
Villa de Merlot.
Merlot. Okay.
Now, does Argentina, because argent in French means money, does Argentina have anything to do with money, the name Argentina?
Argentina? No, I would not. I don't know that much.
Okay.
I'm not that
don't
Latin.
Cry for me.
I do have a funny anecdote. Kids now are having birthday parties in Argentina that mimic Messi's celebration to holding La Copa de Oro.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, right? but they're doing it instead of like the pyrotechnics.
Yeah.
They're doing those like little silly straws.
Oh, the shooter things. Yeah,
so
the poppers.
Birthday boy, that's great. The birthday girl walk up
I'm
and they
so
do that.
I'm so happy. And they won a Golden Globe the other night. And the Argentinian people
won a Golden Globe.
The World
no, the,
Cup.
The people there was
and
a
the
there was
Globes.
A foreign film
yeah.
oh, okay. nominated and Argentina yeah. won and the foreign film's accessible. It's called 1985. I might check it out. You know, my movie tastes are, I had a guilty pleasure last night that Carla mocked me on, and rightly so. But you know what? Sometimes they deliver, and man, I wish I knew what the budget was. It had to be cheap. It's wide, so you can get it on Netflix. It's right up there. It's right up there with the popular
What's
ones.
It called?
It's called House of Darkness,
when
you got graphics that look like... What was the TV show? Oh, Dark Shadows.
You know what?
From
it's
the
exactly,
1970s.
It's sort of that gothic looking,
just
classic
you know,
horror font.
Absolutely cheaping it out.
I saw Shannon watching this.
Shannon watched this? Does Shannon like horror movies?
Well, she likes anything. She's like a cat. She'll watch anything.
She's like a six-year-old.
Justin Long. I was like, oh.
I like Justin Long. Yeah. He's very agreeable.
But Justin Long is at his Justin Longiest in this. And Justin Long, you know, you can be an over-actor and be a mellow over-actor. He's a mellow over-actor. It was pretty funny to watch. Justin Long.
Well, everyone's got their guilty pleasures, Mike. You know, Fox has brought back their reboot of Fantasy Island.
Yeah, well, but this movie is what you'd expect. House of Darkness. Yeah. Horror movie, whatever. And a horror movie that combines two of my favorite things in a horror movie. Sex and graphic, horrible, you know.
Who's the scary?
Dismemberment.
It's not a monster movie. Is it a slasher movie?
Oh, it's a monster movie.
It's a monster movie.
But but you won't know it's a monster movie until.
A monster.
I'm not going to give the spoiler. Giving you a spoiler.
Don't worry about it.
Go out and enjoy yourself. It's my guilty pleasure. And very, very attractive women in it. But you know from like the minute the movie starts, the guy's dead. You know he is. There's just no way he can't be. You know?
I don't want to complain too much, but we never discussed or even, I think we might be on the same page as Yellowstone, cutting their season in half.
A lot of people wanted us to talk about this, and I don't mind talking about that at the beginning. Yeah, there has been a blowback on Yellowstone, and I liked the show so much that I probably didn't think about it until I read. That's what negative press is, though. Mm. Oh, God. Mm. That's why it's such cancer. That's why it's so dangerous, because somebody starts and then you think some negative Nelly out there.
They plant the seed.
Throws a dart. Probably throws a knife
Hollywood
at the show.
Press. They found out he wasn't coming.
Well, he would have been there. I think it was minutes.
I don't
maybe,
think he'd be there.
Maybe hours that they asked him to shelter in
God,
place.
Thank God, Mother Nature. I can now shelter in place.
Oscar, they asked me to shelter in place.
The governor doesn't go to award shows. He doesn't do it.
You know, he probably could have saved his house with a trench. What he needed to do was dig.
Please refer to me as Governor Dutton.
Governor Dutton.
Yes.
Why did this season cut? Why was it cut in half by the network?
Well, first of all, the last thing I need is another award. By the way, why is Kevin Costner morphed into Harrison Ford?
You have been working on that.
I know I haven't.
You
I
haven't? Just,
probably when I watch it, you know. But it's always, look, there are two words that were given to Yellowstone that I agree with.
Okay.
Travelogue, absolutely. I call them music videos. You can call it a travelogue. It's okay. We get it.
The scenery.
You're saddling
beautiful.
The horses.
We get it. It's
you're rounding up the cattle. You're getting up early
in
the morning.
Men.
You're putting the cattle. Well, there's Teeter, who I love, who should be on the show more. And you're rounding them up and you're putting in the. And it really was a little bit much because it was like too much. Okay, we get it. Now, how about a little intrigue? You got this natural resource that's, I think her name is Kelly Riley. I think it is, maybe, but I'm not sure. The Beth Dutton character.
Yeah. Yes.
I hope I didn't get her name wrong.
I'm really pissed off if I do that.
But Beth Dutton is wonderful, and you're doing these preachy moments and underutilizing these great characters. You got wonderful actors. Use them. Enough of your horses. Jesus Christ. I don't need to see that again. So when somebody wrote that, said it's a travelogue and it's too preachy, I get it because it's like all this philosophy. Well, you shouldn't be doling out
Kelly
that much
Riley.
Philosophy. Kelly Riley.
You got it.
Kelly, beautiful, wonder, just the bad girl. Absolute bad girl. So... for those of you that don't follow the television program Yellowstone, we do. We love it. It is season 5 in 2 parts, which is a problem right there, right?
Yeah,
especially when the guy's going off and the guy's going off and he's doing 15 other shows.
Yeah.
That's
summer.
The problem.
He says summer. He said summer. The second half of season 5, summer 2023.
I think he's that template was invented by The Sopranos. Where they would break up the season because it's easier on everybody. But, you know, you owe it to the viewer.
Don't get full of yourself.
Right. Yeah.
We can walk away.
What it is, you know what I think it is? And I'll, in fairness to Taylor Sheridan with his show, I don't know anything about Hollywood. I'd love to get some of these people on the show,
me
but
either.
we've tried and it just.
Pariahs.
Any guests coming up anytime soon? I hate to.
We have the meteorologist coming up in the next week or so that was a storm chaser, which I'm looking forward to speaking to.
That's the talking head or?
No, that's a real guy.
A storm chaser. Okay, that's great. That's fine. That's our
wheelhouse.
Well,
that's us. Mm-hmm.
That's reality, us. We like that. We'll take
TV.
Anybody.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We'll take anybody. If you know of anybody that, you know, yeah. you're a buddy, my cousin's got a yeah. friend who's got a cousin who's a friend. And by the way, and I know Oscar will like this, more and more podcasters
yeah.
are doing this. What we do.
You got pimple poppers in your family, and they're famous, bring them over.
Do they have to be a medical doctor, pimple popper, or just a hobbyist?
Or somebody's a earwax candle maker?
You know, Rob, I wouldn't mind talking to a TV critic that has opinions on these shows that we love.
All right.
There aren't many shows like Yellowstone that become at least a tiny part of our national consciousness where, you know, when they used to have three networks, everybody would watch the same show and we'd know all about
it. It's hard for something to be a unifier anymore.
Yeah, it just, but Yellowstone would be as close as we've got now. And when they said it jumped the shark a bit, I concurred to a degree.
Yeah.
Yes.
I agree.
Yes, Oscar.
Okay, F, Mary, Kill. This is going to be tough. We haven't done one of these in a while.
Okay.
All right.
It's going to be the actor who plays Rip Wheeler, the actor who plays Casey Dutton, or the actor who plays John Dutton, which is Kevin Costner, Luke Grimes, and Cole Hauser, respectively.
Mary, John Dutton.
Kevin Costner. Mm-hmm.
F. Rip Wheeler in a heartbeat. I'd let him take me right now.
Oh, dear.
And kill Casey. And just, you know, if you can't grow a beard, don't try to grow a beard. That's what I've always
said. He's too pretty for you?
No, I think Rip Wheeler's my kind of pretty. That's my kind of man right there. You know? How you doing? Can I wash your back for you? Maybe I was a little too enthusiastic about it.
You definitely had an answer.
I love Cole Hauser. Yeah. I do. I love Cole Hauser.
Come look at my horse.
No, smile, Rob. It's just gorgeous.
Okay.
It's dreamy.
I'd marry Rip.
Okay, yeah, because Rip's so good.
I would,
and we're talking about the characters now, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
I'd have to kill John Dutton.
Oh, God, I knew. And you'd F Casey.
Yeah.
Yeah, your type. You. Anyway, that does.
But can I tell you why I'd marry Rip?
Why would you marry Rip? Stability?
Well, Cole Hauser also played a villain in one of the Fast and the Furious movies.
You see, you're not doing it then, because you're talking about the character.
But that's, he can do it anyway. He wants.
I would talk to Rip about horses and horsepower.
That was good.
Thank you.
But you're cheating.
How about
still.
You? Do you watch the show? Or is it,
I've watched
it's
the
not
show,
black and white. Do you watch it?
Yeah, I watch it. Carrie is more into it than me, and she agrees with you. She says this season is
anybody's into anything that's color more than you, because you don't like new stuff by its nature.
I watched a new movie last night.
Was it a new movie about an old subject?
No, it was a rom-com on, I believe, Amazon. It was so bad I couldn't turn it off. It was
really?
Yeah, it was Emma Roberts. You know, the niece of Julia Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about star-crossed lovers who ended up together. Spoiler alert. And it was
What was the name of the movie?
I'll find it for you.
I'm looking at it.
It made such an impression on you.
Mike, it was horrible. And it was the top recommended thing on Amazon Prime. And
right.
I said, oh, if it's the top recommended, this is what they're shilling. This has got to be good. And Carrie and I are watching it. And Carrie has watched so many Hallmark shows. She's saying, they're going to break up. They're going to end up together.
Yeah,
that's the mother.
Formula.
It's so formulaic.
About,
you should have watched House
fate?
Of Darkness.
Yeah, about fate. Yeah. About fate. That was what it was. It is so bad, it's almost worth it. But
so
I would marry Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
And I would...
just because of the star power, right?
Boo.
Well, no, stability.
Stability, but really not stability. He could lose the ranch, yeah. Rob.
And he's been in debt the entire time he's on the ranch.
Yeah, but once you're governor, you've always got a career. You've always got
a
career.
So you'd be his first lady.
Yeah, I would be his first lady. The first lady of Montana, me.
I can see you. Yeah. Rob comes out. By the way.
Yeah.
If Rob was the first lady of Montana. I can see it. Now let's bring out the first lady. And you hear the cling, cling, clang of the spurs, the big, shiny, oversized Pee-wee Herman spurs. And then from around the corner, beaded chaps come around. And then Rob's got the ornate Western shirt with a 10-gallon.
He would be a great cook on the ranch.
Yes.
When they're coming back from,
you would hear the clink of the spurs followed by the rattle of the jewelry.
Rhinestone cowboy.
Exactly.
You can
precisely.
You can cook in bulk, right?
Of course. Are you kidding? What do you think
all
the fruitcakes are?
You marry John Dutton.
Yes. I'd kill Rip.
Why?
You kill Rip?
Yeah. He's a threat to me. His masculinity is a threat to me.
Really?
Yeah.
It's too much.
I can't take it.
Too much high tea.
Yes, and then I.
But that might be a perfect arrangement for you.
You want to be dominated.
As Oscar says, he has a lot going on.
Yeah. Good morning, Rip. I'm Rob.
Your eggs are ready.
Take off those spurs.
I've been up since 3 a.m.
And then, by process of elimination, make mad, passionate love to Casey.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I hope the summer brings us more. It's probably already in the can, but I hope it brings us a little more fun and more thrills.
Well, I haven't shot any of my scenes yet.
I know. Well, they're still needling the costume.
so much needle work.
Sewing the sequins on the
He's
the
closer
pants.
To being on that show than we are. He's been on HBO.
He's been on HBO. Yes, indeed.
Now, you mean the project I did with Judd Apatow?
Yes.
Yes, of course.
I've been on CNN.
This is true. And you've also done several situation comedies.
You have. You're a network star.
Done. Several situations.
You have.
The dream, I'll share it with you before we get to the big story of the day, which is a big story. I have to tell you, my dream, and I'm 63. I'm not at the end of the rodeo yet. I'm still very happy doing what I do every day to come in here and flap my gums with you folks. Enjoy it. Enjoy the passion we have in our audience for the show. I'm going to tell you this. My dream is that I watch a lot of content, and I always, maybe every third, fourth show, I'll say, oh, my God, Catherine would be perfect for that. Would be perfect. My daughter, who is 27,
it's amazing.
Could play anywhere from probably 17 on up. She's that young looking. She just looks young. She's small and she's young looking. And so when I put her into these different roles, and I was talking to her about the terrible situation out in California, seeing if she was okay. I talked about that yesterday. A dream would be, honey, you get on you get that commercial audition. She's got an audition this week. I forgot what it was for, but it was something significant. And she gets her role. Then she gets, she strikes the lightning. Mm-hmm. The lightning strikes her. And then, I think I'll bring my dad in for a cameo. And and we do a project together where
it even was if it was so, a small Mike, role. It was so noble until that last sentence.
No, I'm an actor. I'm in the Screen Actors Guild.
How are you shocked?
I'm not shocked. I'm just saying it was very noble.
You'd want the same thing.
I would.
Theater
I would.
Kid.
Well, what I would prefer is one of my kids learn how to play piano so I could sing.
I just want to have a kid.
I have a son that's chugging along. Mm. Silent Night will be performed at the recital. And by the way, to my kids' piano school down there, right here in Great Fort Myers, good move, beautiful move, having that recital end of January as opposed to right around the holidays.
Perfect.
Where people don't have any time to do anything.
Yeah.
I love you guys for doing that.
Yeah.
It's super smart, and thank you. That's what I wanted to say.
Who has the time? Who has the time around the holidays?
I think it's a Sunday afternoon before the Super Bowl weekend. It's
perfect.
Couldn't be more perfect.
It would
thank
be
you
great
very much.
If we could all just move our own holidays independently within our own families. So things wouldn't
like
be as crazy.
Like we do them when we wanted to do
when
them?
When we want to do them.
That's not the big story that I've been referring to, because I have to share this with you.
All right.
And I have to tell you, yesterday, if you heard me talking about Miles the Fish.
Yes.
During the discussion, two things were happening. All right. And I'm not going to slam Rob because his job is to be funny. Mm-hmm. But two things were happening. Rob Spiewak was just throwing out lines as fast as his little oversized brain could. And when I say little oversized, it might sound like a contradiction, but it's absolutely true when it applies to him. It's a little oversized brain. That's how it works. And Rob's doing patter. Oscar is diving into his computer a little bit as we're having this discussion about Miles and that he's going to buy the farm.
This beta fish is on its way out.
His beta fish is down at the bottom of the tank, hardly moving.
The shrub, Mike.
He was by the shrub, and I went to flush him, and he jumped up and said, no, I'm not going. Mm-hmm. I said, all right. Then, right towards the end of the show, Oscar says, well, they have these beta fish first aid kits that you can get, and sends me the link. And the first thing I think they tell you is that you can't find this in a pet store, but you can find it online. Well, that's time is of the essence.
Right.
Yeah, you've made me late already. Time is of the essence. So at the conclusion of the broadcast, I go check on Miles to see if he's even still alive.
Yeah.
And he's bloated and he's lethargic and he's just sitting at the bottom of this one spot in the tank.
Sod.
Yeah.
So I go out to the local pet store and I said, do you have what might be referred to as a betta fish first aid kit? And the young lady at the store, sweet, cute young girl who says, I don't know that much about fish, but she, and she points to another girl, another young girl in the corner of the store, and said, but she knows everything about fish.
She looked like a troll, smelled.
And I'm going to, yeah.
Or was she a mermaid?
Please. I can't tell you how much I didn't want to do that, all right? Because I just wanted to be positive, okay. All right? I really wanted to be
good,
positive. So this young lady comes over to me, and I've gotten this, and I'm going to give the chain a plug. I've gotten this at that big PetSmart chain on a number of occasions where somebody in there has their act together.
Smart. Yes, they are. That's right? You know what it is, Mike? It's a good outfit.
It's shut.
It is.
I know.
It's where Linus has always had his. No, that's where Linus. Yeah. They have a pet care clinic in my PetSmart.
They are good at what they do.
They are.
And I've had it happen before, and that's why I say that. So this lady says, well, how old is he? And I said, he's three years old. And she's like, she gives me that.
Oh, boy.
I said, what? Wow. End of the life. Yeah. I mean, that's a long run for a betta fish. But I don't know why I've become obsessed with this, but I have. I took this job over about a year into the run where it was a tank cleaning. And the tank cleaning's been problematic. And I thought the tardiness of tank cleaning might be the reason the betta fish was in the
Is it a tank
miles.
Or a bowl?
It's a tank.
A tank.
How big is the tank?
1 gallon tank.
Oh, 1 gallon tank. Okay.
And I'm told that, you know, you want a bigger tank, but there are only so many pets. I've got
$500.
I've got a massive terrarium for the snake.
And there's also, you know, a water shortage. You don't want to, you know, waste water. 1 gallon is about right.
Now you're doing it again.
Trying to upsell you?
I was.
No. No, she's quite the opposite. She said, I don't think we have anything of that kind. Let me look over here.
Uh-huh.
And she walks over. And in the meantime, I'm going on another one of the racks. And I'm looking at the water treatment and this and that and food and what they have. And then she comes over and she hands me a box. And it is a medication box. Something like the cure, betta fish cure, something like that. And on the side, I read all the conditions. And I'm like, worth a shot. Why not?
Yeah.
Back into the car, zip right home, and it has these little packets, and these packets are for 10-gallon tanks. You dump a packet into the 10-gallon tank. So I said, obviously, I don't need that. She says, no, you'd kind of eyeball what you think is just a little bit of it, one-tenth of it.
One-tenth.
Put it in there. So I go home. I immediately put the stuff right in. I take out the carbon filter that's in the filtering because they say do that for 24 hours, get that done. And then
do you have to stir it or anything, or does it just dissolve on its own?
It's got a regulator, so it goes through.
Oh, so
the regulator.
It's processing right
now. One of the things his only symptom that I could tell besides the lethargy was he looked like his tummy was really bloated.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing they say, this is going to gross you out. Mm. The thing they say grosses. The thing they say that gets these fish tapeworm.
Mm.
Tapeworm,
man,
and it shows.
I don't do anything for food. I could eat 2 dozen eggs, 36 pork chops.
Thank you. And so I put the stuff in, and there seems to be almost an immediate type of reaction where he's certainly aware of the substance.
Wait, you're saying you put the medicine in?
Yes.
And then
he gets agitated, gets stirred up.
He's like, whoa, what's that?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
What the hell? Maybe he thinks it's bad at first.
But then back into the world of lethargy where he's lined up. Look, he looks like he's dead.
Yeah.
Because he's sitting at the bottom of this tank.
Mm-hmm.
And then they say you're supposed to go 20.
Swim into the light, Miles. Swim into the light.
It's like, I'm a betta fish. I am a little betta fish sitting on the bottom of my tank. Anyway. That's the flying gemstones. Or whatever.
Righteous.
Righteous.
Flying would be good, though.
Thank you. So I give him the stuff. I think 48 hours you're supposed to let this cycle, or 24 hours. And we check on him periodically.
Suppose that 1/10 of the package is what, like a teaspoon?
Yeah, I go
2/10.
I eyeballed it. That time was
just
a factor.
Just understand. Like if you don't have a full vessel, you just throw in.
You
half
do what you can. Right. Exactly.
So we go to bed last night. Wake up first thing. I'm into it. So I check out on first thing this morning. Take a look at him and.
Swimming.
Oh, hey!
Swimming. Oh, yes. Throughout the tank. Swimming, swimming, swimming.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Do I know if he's going to? He still goes down to the bottom periodically to just hang, sort of hang out. But my son, my smart as a whip little son, said, Dad, let me see that package. And he's talking about the medicine.
Yeah.
And he looks at him and says, Dad, he's past tapeworms. And I said, no, no. He said, look at the bottom.
Wow.
And sure enough, there are these little things that look like they could be tapeworms that the fish is past. Yeah, it's nasty.
How
it's
would he nasty, get a tapeworm nasty, in an isolated?
A bad burger?
I don't
in an
know.
Isolated
Maybe
environment.
The bacteria, who the hell knows what happened? The fish food. I don't know. I don't. It's bacteria. You know, these things start microscopically and they turn into big. Then, right before he's going to school today, we do a look at him and Michael says, Dad, I think he's passing a tapeworm.
Oh, no. Oh,
this is fascinating.
This is a fish that's that big.
Yeah,
okay?
Tiny. Yeah.
And I'm looking at his butt. Yeah. I think it's his butt.
Nice.
I don't know where fish poop.
Is it in the rear or the front of the boat?
It's the rear. It's okay, the rear
no,
of the
I think
fish.
It is his butt.
And
face down.
A little squiggly is coming out from behind him, and he's zipping around. It must be a phenomenal relief. If you can see it,
yeah.
He might. And look, I am cautiously optimistic. I don't know if this is going to be the permanent state of affairs, but I said to Carla, and I'll say to you, well, once again, the great helper, and behind the scenes, this guy does more than you'll ever know. Oscar, once again, there you were.
Good for you.
You did that little search.
High five.
I never in a million years would have gone to the pet store and said, is there any? I wouldn't have even processed medicine. I would have prepared the toilet for the Viking funeral. You
know what, Mike?
I mean,
as an honor, you should save that tapeworm and give it to Oscar.
Right now, I'm flying blind. I'm improvising.
Cautiously optimistic.
And I don't know whether it's 24. I think it's 24 hours. I got to give him a little more
after
the show. Another hit of this stuff.
Don't overdo it. Go strictly by the instructions.
Yeah. No, I'm going to do the tiny amount that I put in yesterday, and that's it, and see how it does. But something's coming out of that fish.
Love it.
And that's
it looks like the movie Tremors.
Yeah. It does.
Yeah.
It does. It worked. When was the last time you went? It was like $24 for this little
worth
packets,
it.
These little
worth
packets.
It.
And we woke up this morning. The whole house was a titter with Miles the fish.
Wow.
And I have no idea. I have no earthly idea why I was so into this rescue mission, but I was. And little things mean a lot. I think it's my meds. I think
I was invested as well.
I was
really?
Too.
We're
yeah.
in a different. Well, you're invested in getting a new model.
Well, I was just floating out ideas.
No, you don't care. But that's
now
all right.
You see, Mike,
it's not that Oscar cares more than you. It's that Oscar just thinks differently than you do.
He does, and there's
he
no
is
one-
a solution driven person. Where when something happens, you take your right hand and your left hand, and you squarely put them under your butt and just let the chips fall. Doesn't make you any less of a worker.
No.
Doesn't make you any less of a person. It just, that's the way you respond to, to problems.
But there is no one who loves pets more than me. I love animals. And the fact that you were able to do this is a major victory. Yesterday would have put big money that this was a foregone conclusion.
I looked at the fish, and I didn't even show you guys the fish. I would have told you that by the time the show was over, this was going to be the little guy, the little tiny beta fish named Miles.
Will.
That's right, because I asked the fish, I said, how you doing down there? And he said, when I wrote the book Will, I put my fin over a flame and told my friends the trick was not minding. That is an ancient Gordon Liddy reference, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I did.
He was mentioned on Jeopardy last night, so it's not
was
so
he
ancient.
Really?
Yes.
Isn't there a show coming out? There might be a Watergate show.
Yeah, it's already been on, and that was what the clue was regarding.
There it is. The late great Gordon Liddy, who we worked with as a disc jockey. Strange time.
An amazing
strange,
historical
strange
footnote.
Career. Yes.
The show was called Gaslit.
Yeah. Yeah, got nominated for a couple of awards. Julia Roberts, right? Wasn't she in it?
I believe, maybe? Yeah. I believe so.
Okay. So the fish is, it's just kind of, if you're trying to save something and you're
it's a victory.
Logging your miles to go get there, I just, I'm hoping that a little teeny splash of this stuff, either today or tomorrow, will help. And now it's also another positive from yesterday is in the mail, because they delivered it to me, came my fat meds.
Oh, yes. Great.
And went right into the refrigerator.
Love it.
And, we'll see.
And I have a question about
the
mail.
I go to the office today to get stuck.
Well, you just, I thought you just stick yourself at home.
Well, he has
well,
to probably
you can,
learn.
But then you don't get the privilege of paying them $500 to do this.
No, I have a question about the mail. I mailed out all of my personal fruitcakes on December 20th or 21st. Mm-hmm. And I just got an email from someone in Williamsburg who got their fruitcake yesterday. And I sent it priority mail. It's supposed to be there on the 23rd. Did yours arrive in a timely manner?
Yeah, we've had ours. We,
we gave
one to our babysitter and we ate one. Thank you. The number went down. Last year we had three. Gave us three.
I have one left. Would you like another?
No. No, because I'm a.
I thought I did. I didn't know I gave you three last year. I apologize. Hard to figure it out.
Yeah, but I mean, when yours came in for me,
yes,
it didn't. It didn't. I don't think it got out of the cardboard before it was in my mouth. It was insane.
It was treat day. I dove
into it. I didn't put anything on it. I didn't. I just attacked it, and then Carla said, "Did the fruitcakes come?" Carla, by
you
the way,
said,
could be
fruit
in.
Fruit? What fruit cake?
Carla could be, if that fruitcake arrived and I went and I put a fork into it, Carla could be in effing Tibet and call me on the phone and go, "What are you eating?" That's the way she rolls. But we'll see. Outside of fainting, diarrhea, nausea, thyroid cancer, there shouldn't be any real problems.
No tapeworms, though.
No tapeworms. They are not going to survive. But I'll let you know because... today's the day. Today's the day that I get my stuff. So I'll let you know. And, I had to go through a lot of hoops. By the way,
I just fear Michael coming in the studio tomorrow and saying, "Look, Oscar, Daddy's passing a tapeworm right now.
Daddy's neck is swollen."
Oh, you looked at the
I looked at
side
the
effects.
Side effects.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do that for my mom. That's why I recognize.
If I come in tomorrow and I'm looking like Jackie Vernon, you'll know that there's a problem.
Where is us going into the Holland Tunnel?
Here I am coming out of the Holland Tunnel with a very thick neck. This is me on my vacation to a lake. This is me with a hook in my mouth. All right, anyway, so that was Jackie. Jackie Vernon, for you kids out there, is a deceased comedian who was the voice of Frosty the Snowman and a legendary stand-up in New York, whose most famous bit, was he took a clicker out, a little metal device that made a clicking sound, and he showed fake slides. So he would be looking across the audience.
You never saw the slides.
But it was a great bit. Absolutely brilliant bit.
Look at it on YouTube. It's actually pretty funny.
It's very, very good stuff. So I will let you know how it works out tomorrow. Can you hear the guys in the garage that are not bad?
No.
Right?
No.
Not really.
But it could get worse.
The equipment we have.
The
I'm
gating.
Proud of this.
Yeah, it's really fantastic.
We'll see what happens as we go forward on this journey. However, when I'm relaxing and I'm looking at our bank account, our depleted bank account, and I say to myself, where is the money gone? And the doctor now that I see to be able to have access that I pay more for, the weight loss place that I am paying more for, the to get the medication that my insurance company will not cover as I go to visit my spine doctor, who is not, it is not confirmed yet whether that will be covered. I say to myself, and I'm not going to exaggerate, folks, I say to myself, what am I paying $1,700 a month for?
Mm.
What am I paying insurance that much money for? Almost, $28,000 for insurance when it's deny. The game, by the way, to all the Republicans and the Democrats and every politician out there, it's not working, whatever you're doing. And, I guess now I can only keep my fingers crossed and hope for 65. But what I'm saying, boy, the GoFundMe page for Mike's medical insurance, I was just said, when I have that thought, which I would never do, it's absolutely stunning to me how much comes out of our family budget just to be covered. It's ridiculous. It's nuts.
You could look at the other side of that coin, Mike. Here comes
Oscar, the brother of doctors.
Oscar Santana.
Doctor's brother.
I come from a medical family.
Yeah, you get to make a phone call to your brother.
How many hip surgeries have you had under your plan in the last decade?
How many hip surgeries? Yes. Two. Oh, here we go. Can you hear that?
That I hear.
That's probably just going to be temporary.
We can live with it,
yeah,
though, right?
Sure, yeah.
How many times have you been hospitalized for more than a day in the past decade?
The past decade?
Yes.
Once.
The past two decades?
Twice.
Well, are you counting your surgeries or diverticulitis?
No, surgeries were not more than a week.
And the diverticulitis day was 30 years ago.
I said more than a day. More than a day.
Oh, more than a day?
Yes.
53 times.
No, that can't be right.
I think you've bought into the system and you're milking it just fine.
Oh, you are. I say to you, shame. Shame on you. Shame on you.
I say this. Should there be a cost on just extending your life? No, it is a God-given right.
No, but I mean,
you're
making a joke, but it's absolutely true.
No,
how much do you pay in a month, Skippy?
Actually,
wouldn't go. He probably got a discount.
No, it's carried. I'm carried on Carrie's plan, which is through the county.
Oh, wow. Government plan's the best.
It's pretty good.
Wow. The best.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
It's so good. The doctor said, if you want to drink, go ahead.
Carl and I. We're both self-employed, so we get boned.
Yeah.
We get fully boned, and it's just a drag. But I am still chugging along, and I'll let you know how it works out tomorrow, because apparently at, what's the name of the place? Fat Joe's. At Fat Joe's weight loss clinic.
Terror Squad.
I will, and that'll be the name of it now. You know, the first ones always work, don't
Fat
they?
Joe's, yes.
Fat Joe's. So today I go.
Do you get to meet Joe
morning.
Today?
He's usually in the back counting his money. You know, it's just like, can't do it now.
Doesn't he? He looks
did
like.
Did anybody get the Chick-fil-A?
Does he look like the old man in Pawn Stores?
I thought Fat Joe was based out of New York City.
Fat Joe's health clinic. I'm going to go in today, and we're going to see what happens, because not only am I getting the weight loss stuff,
right?
I'm getting another like a Nick Nolte shot too. I think, you know.
Oh, vitamin D.
Give me a B12 shot.
B12, yeah. You'll feel really the B12 shot. I've in one of my harebrained weight loss schemes. I did. They gave you B12 shots, and you feel great for about 75 minutes. But it's fast. It takes fast.
That sucks.
Yeah, it does.
That is so shitty. Excuse my language that you're telling me that.
But it's
true. That is such a drag.
Yes. What's your anticipation for, is it Mongero?
I think it is, yeah. I haven't even opened the cardboard. I just put it right in
Mongero!
The refrigerator. Mongero!
I heard your appetite should be curbed.
Curbed.
By, like, if you take it today, it's this Thursday?
Yeah.
You should feel it by Saturday.
Well, it's an injection, right?
Well, yeah, but the feeling of like, I'm not hungry. This is
weird.
Oh,
it takes a while for it to manifest?
Not a while.
Yeah.
Like 2 days.
But that's still, that's
pretty amazing.
Fast.
I heard that about a half hour after you get injected, you just go into your car, sit down, and you think for a minute.
Saw that? Side effect, gas. It's gas, it's heartburn.
And then you look and you say, look, a tapeworm. That's exciting. But we'll see what happens.
I'm excited for you.
You might, well, don't feel bad. This, you get the same side effect from eating sugarless taffy.
Very exciting. Hey, we'll take a break. Hey.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey.
We'll take a break and come back with more. Sorry for the noise today. Nothing I can do about it. Sometimes you just got to look to the guy in the eye and said, it is what it is. Just go excavate. Bye.
Paisan Paulie. I know it's been a long time since you heard from me, but the boss sent out a proclamation that we all have to listen to. Now he wants you to share the show. That means let your friends tell their friends and their other friends that the Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. And they can go to TMOS.com to check out the bonus show. And they can go on the TikTok and the Instagram for snippets of the show. Do it today. The boss asked you. And let your friends be a friend of ours. Capiche? We now return you to the man, the myth, the legend, Mike O'Mara.
Paulie, let me just tell you about Paulie Christine. I have to tell you that nobody that is a New Yorker enjoys being a New Yorker more than Paulie Christine. I just
love his posts with his beautiful wife when they're heading out to great dinners in New York, and they're going to see the last week of The Music Man on Broadway. And I just, it's
that
so...
That man's living.
I said to my wife, I said, this is a guy that lives in Brooklyn, and man, he does New York like a tourist would do New York on their last weekend. He really shares it, and I just love it. That's why he's got all the followers, and everybody's, he's on everybody's feed because he's fun to do that. And Paulie, keep it up, man. You're great at it, and it makes me happy when
you
I
left
see
out
that.
A key element, the reason I played that promo. It's his birthday.
Ooh. Is it his birthday today?
It is his birthday today.
Well, Paulie, we're delighted to have you associated with our show. We know you're a radiophile, and you love this show, and you've been a supporter of ours for a long time. So happy birthday to you, and enjoy. And the pictures of the restaurants and the way
great.
The guy goes around. It's a lot of fun, you know, and, you know, and hopefully... many, many more. But if you eat like you're eating. Anyway, welcome back to the
show.
You
might see him at the clinic.
Yes. He, you know, I don't want to have to get Miles medicine for you. A message from Sleep Number. Quality sleep is important as we start a new year with new resolutions. It can help you reach the goals that are important to you by making a positive impact on your overall health and mental well-being. Resolve to get your bedroom sleep ready by clearing the clutter and removing electronics that may give off stimulating blue light. That's a big deal. Turn that set off before you're going to bed, folks. Please do that. Look for things that can help you track your sleep, like Sleep Number 360 smart beds. They've got Sleep IQ technology, can tell you how you're doing with your sleep, and it can show you how long, how well, and when you slept. And remember to keep the thermostat a neutral 65 to 68 degrees at night. That's huge. That's ideal for sleep. My Sleep Number setting, I'm going to bump it up to a 95 with the old Backaroo and Carla. And that's almost a fully, you know, it's like sleeping on a board. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. It's great for your back. Carla remains a 65. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because to be your best every day, you need proven quality sleep every night. Discover special offers now for a limited time at your local Sleep Number store or at sleepnumber.com/TMOS. We thank you, Sleep Number.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is The Homepage.
This is The Homepage, and we start today with BuzzFeed. BuzzFeed recently asked their readers, I love this list.
Okay.
If there is a well-liked celebrity that they personally can't stand. That every now and then, BuzzFeed will come up with a list that is just perfect. Here are some of the responses, and see if you agree. Because I hit on a couple of these.
All right.
Because I like them, but I don't like them.
All right.
Chris Pratt. This number one is Chris Pratt. Once he got into the action star roles, something was missing. It seems like he's got a huge ego. This is written sort of a collection of comments from readers that write this.
Okay.
Reese Witherspoon. I don't know exactly why, but I just get these vibes from her that tell me she's probably not a very nice person.
She's had a history in social media where she has been caught in situations where she is not, you know.
Yeah, she got the DUI and she was kind of saying, do you know who I am? That type of thing.
Isn't
right?
She's a kingmaker now. She created her own production company, right?
Well, she's also done phenomenal
I don't think you get where you get being nice all the time.
Probably not.
And thank she's you. One That's of my good. Father's favorites, for what it's worth.
Liam Hemsworth. Somebody said, I'd hate to be stuck in a car with him for a long trip. Mindy Kaling. This is my first ding for this one right here. Every character she plays or writes seems to be insufferable.
I love Mindy Kaling.
Yeah, we're fans. By the way, she's come out openly that some of these weight loss drugs have helped her lose 50 pounds.
And she's got a new show dropping today, the Velma. It's a cartoon that's a prequel to Scooby-Doo.
Why don't you like Mindy?
Oh, wow. Huh?
Why don't you like Mindy?
Because of everything that you guys just said. Thank you very much.
God, her show right was so funny. It was.
No, not to me. Here we go. Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh, this is shocker.
He's up there.
Yeah.
He strikes me, he strikes me as pretty holier than thou. I just get icky vibes from him. I don't like him either.
I feel
I always think it's like, he's just so totally in control. Aren't I, Mr.
He
cool,
has the vibe of someone that has never been told he can't do something. Right. You're great
at that.
Well,
he was a doctor.
You're great
at 11.
That was a Doogie television Houser. Show.
Miles Teller. He got into that fight. This is a reader again.
Right.
He got into that fight in Hawaii, refused to get the COVID vaccine, and then surprised got COVID and shut down the set of a movie because of it. Also, the mustache doesn't help either. He gives off frat bro vibes.
Frat bro.
I don't agree with that one. I'm a Miles Teller
fan.
Yeah,
his performance in Top Gun did everything for me.
We got three more. Chris Evans. I think he has an amazing PR team working on his behalf. I don't know. I don't have an opinion about Chris
Evans.
He's
vanilla really to me. Yeah.
Known Coxman.
Ryan Reynolds, there's just something about him that feels disingenuous. I totally agree.
I enjoy it.
What's that?
I like him. I think it's funny that he buys into the disingenuousness.
Well, he does, but it's a boy, oh boy. I mean, it's an act that does have a shelf life, in my opinion. Everything he does, you know, from Deadpool to, to the phone company to all of it. And I like Ryan Reynolds, but it just gets to a point where,
Think, though, the Wrexham documentary on Hulu really opened my eyes up to see he's more real on that doc than anywhere else.
Okay, you maybe I'll kind watch of the doc.
You seem really concerned about the investment they're making and the money they're losing, which is something you can't fake.
No, that's
true.
Yeah,
I mean, he's pretty open about his greed. Yeah. Oprah, completely fake, out of touch, the readers say. And then Drake, his lyrics sound like the kind of stuff I wrote in my diary in fifth grade. And it's so full of red flags. He comes across as not a nice person.
They're missing a very key celebrity on that list. Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell, yes. Yeah, I agree with that. You and I see eye to eye on that one, Rob.
Always have.
Absolutely.
Always have.
Nick Cannon has enough kids. He won't miss two of them, right? Mariah Carey is reportedly seeking primary custody of their twins, Moroccan and Monroe.
Yeah.
They're 11 years old. A source says, quote, she wants to put him on notice that he can't just flit in and out of their lives while he attends to his other children. And she wants legal standing as the twins' primary caregiver. The kids are already with Mariah most of the time, so not a lot would change other than legal status. I'm on Team Mariah.
Yeah, do they have their dad's last name, though? Is it Moroccan Cannon?
Moroccan Cannon. That was something we used to do at American University.
Yes, I remember.
Won't go into the deal.
Right.
Hey, where's Skeet? Skeet's upstairs doing a Moroccan Cannon. Guitar god Jeff Beck, one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah.
He died Tuesday after contracting bacterial meningitis. He was 78 years old. Beck is a two-time member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, as a member of the Yardbirds, and then as a solo artist. He also won 7 Grammys. I like his fusion jazz stuff. He had some different music that was out there, and an absolutely iconic guitarist. His career really took off when he succeeded Eric Clapton in the Yardbirds. That was all the way back in 1965. Mm-hmm. During his career, they released the hits Heart Full of Soul, I'm a Man, Shapes of Things, and Over Under Sideways Down. After leaving the band in 66, he formed the Jeff Beck Group. That's where I got into him.
Yes.
Because it had Rod Stewart and Ronnie Wood in it.
Whoa.
And Ronnie Wood. You know, you look at Ron Wood and check out his bands and the influences he's been, you know, right up through the Rolling Stones. Ron Wood was like the driving force behind a group called Faces with Rod Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
It's Ron Wood, Ron Wood, Ron Wood. He's just a little hit maker, and I don't think he gets nearly the credit he
should. Jeff Beck is the one that brought Wood and Rod Stewart to America.
Yeah.
I mean, it was his invitation that launched them.
Last year, Jeff Beck released an album with Johnny Depp called 18 and played on 2 songs on Ozzy Osbourne's latest album, Patient Number 9. Depp reportedly visited Beck's bedside. So that's sad. Really, really talented guy and made a lot of great
Mike,
music.
Mike, a couple songs. Stay With Me, Sweet Lady Mary.
Oh, was it? Hold on. Hold on a minute. Jeff Beck played guitar on Stay With Me?
No, this is Ron Wood.
Ron Wood. Oh, yeah. Yes. Ron Wood. Definitely.
Ron Wood.
Absolutely. Yeah, go ahead.
You've got.
Give them to me again now that I know you're talking about Ron Wood.
Sweet Lady Mary. Mm-hmm. Stay With Me. Spanish Boots. Rice Pudding. Pretty Beat Up. Pool Hole Richard. Outlaws.
Sounds like a weekend at Rob Spiewak's house, to be perfect.
Ooh La La.
The Rice Pudding.
Ooh La La. Great song.
Yeah.
Ooh
La La. No Use in Crying. Miss Judy's Farm.
Miss Judy! Oh, wow, Ron Wood, you rock.
Just for a Moment, so Gasoline Alley, and his latest hit is Black Limousine. That was for Rolling Stones.
Can I really, really terrific.
Just a quick story about Beck that's pretty cool is that he did a lot of session work, and he worked with Stevie Wonder on the album Talking Book, which is a masterpiece. Mm-hmm. And Stevie Wonder wanted Jeff Beck. He wrote Superstition, and he wanted Jeff Beck to record it. And the record company would not let him give it away. They said, Stevie, this is a hit. You got to keep this for yourself. So instead, he gave him this song that we're listening to right now. It's called 'Cause We've Ended as Lovers, which is kind of a sweet thing to say goodbye to. But it's when you've got a Stevie Wonder composition being played by Jeff Beck, you don't beat it.
Turn it up a little bit. They don't come along very often.
You're right.
These kind of talent. They're really, really good. So if you are somebody that doesn't know about the music of Jeff Beck, honor him today. I'll do it by popping on some Jeff Beck music.
Yeah.
I had a couple of albums growing up of Jeff Beck, and I loved him. If you know any diehard Sierra Mist fans, you might want to stroll down the greeting card aisle and browse the sympathy section.
Oh.
Pepsi has made Sierra Mist for 23 years, ever since they introduced it to replace Slice.
I remember Slice.
Remember Slice?
Sure.
1999, they replaced it. But now they're ditching it for a new lemon-lime soda. Look, they're trying to make Sprite, and they've been trying for years to tackle Sprite. This is the new name. It's called Starry. And Pepsi rep says it has higher citrus flavors that are true to fruit and more aromatic. What the hell does true to fruit mean? What does that mean?
It tested well, Mike.
Starry. I'm looking at the art. It's very...
let me see.
It looks 90s.
Cool. It's hipster.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like an energy drink. Okay.
Yeah, but you know what? You can't touch Sprite. Sprite is great, and Sierra Mist is garbage, and Slice was garbage.
Thought, who makes 7-Up? Coca-Cola makes 7-Up?
7-Up is independent.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. I think it's Schweppes. I think Schweppes 7-Up.
I got a quick story.
Can
really
you find
quick sidebar here. My old man
was
in advertising for
Snapple Group.
The Snapple Group.
Okay. So my father was in advertising at Aetna Life and Casualty. So with all the talk I do about insurance, yes, my father, 35 years, worked for big insurance.
Yes.
So, but he was in the marketing department. He was in the advertising department. And he worked in like a Mad Men situation with people in the, it was really the in-house ad agency for Aetna. And so they gave my father a send-off that was worthy of like a Dean Martin roast.
Yeah.
It was hysterical. And they, I remember, God, I don't know if my sister has it or I have it. They gave him a book where they did artwork for his life and for his career. And one of the pages in the artwork said, Bill's advertising career was marked by several near misses. And they perfectly did a send-up of a 7-Up bottle that has 6-Up. That's before something about Mary.
That's funny.
That's long before. That's how smart those people were.
Yeah.
You know?
7-Up is a good soda, but Pepsi should just give up the citrus game.
And at his retirement party for 25 years, they gave him a recording. They recorded a musical for him. And it was like... Our wild Irish Bill, his thoughts were always nil. A heck of a guy from Old Hill House High. Where they love him still? Something like that. And then came the day when William moved away to Old Holy Cross, where his books gathered moss, and he learned how to pray. I still remember it.
That's
it was
pretty
so
good.
He was, my old man didn't get to the top of the corporate chain because he promoted a lot of people around him, and he was beloved in his office. So, we got the leftovers at home. That's the way it looks.
Six
like.
Up
with that. I'm just kidding, Dad. Love you. Fantastic. I still remember that. The FAA might know what caused them to ground every plane in the U.S. yesterday for the first time since 9/11. They think one corrupted file was the culprit. Isn't that hard to believe?
Oh, my God.
If you're just catching up, they issued
Brazzers.
A nationwide order around 7:30.
They said
it
was
say
free.
Brazzers?
Yes, I
did. Did you say Brazzers?
I did.
They issued a nationwide order around 7:30 a.m. Phil's looking at porn again.
That plane will get in fine. Look, these guys, they're not really sisters.
We
God
really
almighty,
get some
it stopped all
offices.
Flights. All flights from taking off. The issue was with their NOTAM system. That lets them relay to the pilot info to the pilots. NOTAM stands for Notice to Air Missions. People immediately thought it might have been a cyber attack. The White House said they didn't think it was, but they weren't ruling it out. Planes were taking off again an hour or two later, but it caused a massive backlog. By last night, over 1,300 flights have been canceled, and more than 10,000 have been delayed. The FAA is hoping things get back to normal today, but they're not. If you check the morning news, which I did, still things screwed up around the country. So we'll see what happens.
Not so good. Yeah. Stay away from the Brazzers.
Brazzers. Or somebody serving
a corrupted
porn.
File.
It could That's have been funny. Mike, the Bang siblings.
Siblings. Stop it. And now a little something, something.
Yes, of course.
The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office in Missouri wants to actually pay you to get drunk so they can do field sobriety tests to update their training. And this is not a joke. The sheriff's office put out a request for local drinkers to come to the station, not only get paid to drink, but get all the drinks for free. What's the catch? Anyone who shows up has to assist in the deputy's field test for training before being driven home safely and not to jail. They promise. The training sessions will occur Tuesday through Thursday, and a field sobriety check will take place, which includes volunteers taking a breathalyzer to determine their level of intoxication. Not a bad idea, according to most people, but to Rob Spiewak, it's another missed job opportunity. That's the way
that we go. Everything happens to me.
Timing. Yeah, a year ago, you would have been fine with that. It would have been A-okay. We got to take a break.
I would have been the ringleader.
We will we'll come back with more fun and more thrills. You, ladies and gentlemen, are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, and we're late because that's what happens. And I'm so happy about Miles the Fish.
Good boy. Woohoo!
It's a new bonus show for a new year, and things are already getting steamy.
I forget that we are similar in many ways, but we are different in many ways.
And isn't that what makes the show work?
It does.
You don't care.
No, I do care.
I have gray hairs coming out of my ears, slowly aging me.
How do you feel about zany women?
We thought we heard garage doors banging real loud.
You have been to OnlyFans, Oscar?
I have for research purposes, yes.
Okay. There's a certain niche audience that prefers the tank top.
Are you talking about Bang Brothers?
Yes.
There they are.
Brazzers. Since the pandemic, the sensations have not been sensational.
Warm up your cold winter days and nights with some rib-tickling humor. Get a bonus show subscription and get laughing today. You'll find it all at Mike O'Mara's show.com.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Whatever your reason is for wanting to make a change, Noom Weight is ready to help. Logged in today. Again, Noom Weight uses psychology to help you understand your eating habits and learn how to make healthier choices every day. Do you eat because you're bored or you can't pass up food when it's free? If the answer is yes, don't stress. Noom Weight can help you break the cycle. Losing weight starts with your brain, and Noom Weight's approach is based on scientific principles that help you better understand your relationship with food. 95% of customers say Noom Weight is a good long-term solution. I love Noom Weight because it works. Oscar loves it. Carla loves it. I log in every day with my weight on Noom. Noom Weight lets you stay focused on what's important to you. Do that with Noom Weight's psychology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com/TMOS. That's Noom.com/TMOS to sign up for your trial today and check out Noom's first ever book. It's called The Noom Mindset. That's a deep dive into the psychology of behavior change. Available now wherever books are sold. Okay, so I don't know if how loud it is in the back right there.
I hear
a little ambient noise. Yeah.
Could be worse.
I talked about this a little bit yesterday with the guys that I am planning on moving the studio into the garage. Because, if you want to know, I'm a success. It is so loud right now here. No, it's like vibrating.
Not indicative of success and not success.
I did ask Mike.
I'm just kidding. Yeah.
In your dream scenario, what does this room really become for you?
Yeah.
I'll have more elbow room. I will be able to utilize, I don't only use this studio for the show, I use it for my music room as well, because we've got a piano and a set of drums in here, and it's just very cramped in this room. It will not be when we move it. We never, ever have our cars in the garage down here. We just don't. And we're not the only ones that have these little houses down in little communities where they all look the same that have converted their garage into something like this. So
I was thinking,
I'm looking,
Mike,
forward to
when
it.
You say music room, will you actually put in some speakers so you could listen to music?
Oh, I'll put stuff in, yeah. I mean, okay. It's going to be a slow thing. The first priority is to get the room soundproofed and to move my studio in there. But I have to tell you this. What I've been doing over the last week is doing a little dive on home garage build-outs.
Okay.
You know, where people want to make it into a room. YouTube is a tremendous resource for DIY. I think if you're doing that type of thing, you can really find some insight. But unfortunately, sometimes to get to valuable information, you have to wade through.
It's not bad, guys. I'll shut up.
No, you're fine.
You have to wade through a parade of egomaniacs, the likes of which Hollywood would not offer us. You have to get a guy that... I'm going to sneeze. Hold on a second.
I think dust is coming through the floorboards.
He's allergic to background noise.
Yeah.
I try to get really get narrow with it and say how to convert a garage into a home studio, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
There are some of these videos where these D-bags like to hear the sound of their own voice. And you think we digress on this show? This is our job, to come in for 90 minutes a day and flap our gums. But when I'm going to a video and you're Harry the Helper, and you're going to put up a video based on showing people how to do things, I don't want to hear about the fact that you recently moved to five different houses. I don't need your effing life story. I don't need sidebars about your world. I don't care about you. I care about you showing me how to do the thing. And there are fabulous ones out there, usually by the higher intellect guys,
right,
that get right to it.
Let the work speak for itself.
Precisely.
Right. There are videos with production values that show you exact. But most of them are, hey, you guys. They all start like that. Hey, you guys. Welcome. Thanks. And by the way, I also don't need your pitch to subscribe and ring the bell and do all that BS. By the way, something you don't hear me do. I just assume if you like it, you're going to like it.
Right.
That's what we do on this show. But it just drives me nuts trying to find stuff out, trying to get some information, trying to know what to do, because I do want to kind of halfway DIY this.
Why
are you looking like that? You're looking smug. Why are you looking smug over there?
You're not doing anything. You've got people doing the work for you in the garage as we speak.
Well, the garage floor doesn't have anything to do with the studio per se. The garage floor is simply getting that done. That's a project.
You're going to hang a curtain? Woe is me. That's a lot of work. That's crazy.
I'm sorry. No, I don't sneeze. Sorry, Mike.
Now you're allergic. Yes. What are you talking? Well, first of all, you two are coming down here.
Correct.
Because I'm not doing anything because we're driving together.
Yeah. No, we're not.
You don't have to drive, but I want you to come down in mid to late February and get this thing. You know, help
get
me
to the
get
chopper.
It done.
Yes.
Because Oscar's built, how many studios have you built total?
No less than 10.
10.
Right.
Okay. And you've been there right alongside him
for many
of
them.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I need
if we come
help.
Down, we don't want you there while we're doing it. This is key.
Yeah. Yeah, that hasn't changed.
All right, you know what? I'll give you that. Yeah. I'll give you that.
You come up here, we go down there.
Yeah.
No.
Oh,
no.
That would be good. Yeah. You and Pony up here.
Like trading spaces.
Exactly.
Look.
Pony can be Paige
Davis. This does not have to be more than 2 days, correct?
No, I wouldn't think so.
No more than that.
Okay.
Three, maybe four, but no more than 5.
We're going to need your voice to test once we calibrate. And
yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, I will have input as to where I think things should go.
Right.
And that's it. But as far, why are you looking the way you're looking? You're just looking so negative. You're looking so negative right now.
We had a long conversation.
You don't think I have to get you to come down?
No, I want to come down because I want it to be done right, or else you're just going to bitch about it for a year because it's not
done. Well, I think I've done pretty well on my own for 13 years.
You had a meltdown before the show yesterday because of the lighting, so we're still working on things, right?
It wasn't a meltdown. I'm just trying to do things right. I'm always trying to improve. I'm 63. You know how many people in my job at 63 are just going...
Welcome to Michael Barry
Hans
Show.
Zimmer's just getting started. He's 65.
Who's that? Who?
Hans Zimmer.
Mike, another comparison between you and composing legend
Great
Hans Zimmer.
Great composer Hans Zimmer.
Yes.
Like, he's just getting started.
I watched that 60 minutes.
Yes.
And I identified with it.
Mm.
Because if you handed me an opportunity tomorrow to do something that was special, I would do it. And I always want to make this better.
Yeah.
I want to make it look as good as it looks up in Washington. And, you know, I'm excited about this.
You
but your smugness is...
I'm a little smug because we had a conversation yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
And a lot of that went like this.
Okay.
Mike, what is your dream scenario for the studio? I don't know. I'm having this guy come over and he's going to do this work. And I'm having some other guy come over and he's going to do this work. And then the floor people are coming tomorrow and the AC comes in 2 weeks, something like that. But all of this was having people do things.
I'll ask you a question. What is your dream scenario for the studio down here? What would you like
I would
to
love
see? You got a huge palette out there.
I would love you to have a space that would allow for multiple guests to come in.
All right, I think I know where you're at with this. You wouldn't mind the idea of, I think Oscar wants me to go without just a console, wants maybe a round table situation.
I see, yeah.
Yeah, but something that befits your broadcasting needs. And it doesn't have to be custom. We can figure out what it is. Nothing folding, Mike. No, your son's growing up at such a rapid pace. Wouldn't you want him just to sit down and then you hit a button and boom, he's on the show?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right?
1,000%.
Carla is eye candy for days. She gets more views than anybody else.
Yes, that's true.
She wants to sit down instead of like kind of look over your shoulder. Like
if we're pulling back the curtain here, the camera cost to have identical cameras would be prohibitive.
Correct.
For that,
yeah,
right?
But
we can do it with other less expensive cameras.
No, we could do it. We have the equipment here to do it. Like there's a possibility. It's just a matter of just.
I don't think I need more than one extra camera down here.
I agree. We can do all of this.
Be a one shot or a two shot.
It's not cost prohibitive. It's what you want your vision to be. And your vision as of yesterday was, I just want this table in the garage. Don't make it complicated, Oscar.
Okay. All right. So that's why the look you're giving. Yeah. By the way, this is real. We are doing this for
real in
real time on the show.
But there's nothing wrong with simple as long as it's effective and does the job. It doesn't have to have a lot of bells and whistles.
I love Oscar's idea of making it more of a multi-person studio.
Yeah.
I love that, and I got the room for it.
Yes, but that's because we have the space.
Yeah, I've got
for
that.
Let me look at that. We're FaceTiming. He was showing me some depth the day before, and I was like, oh, like, you have the depth now for a studio.
Sure.
For like the proper lighting, etc. And he's like, yeah, but I just want to put a little curtain up here in front of the water heater, and then I'm just going to shoot it.
All right. Well,
don't make
you
it
know
complicated.
What? Did I not FaceTime you with the interior?
Yes. Mm.
Does it not have the potential for that?
It's fantastic. That's why I asked you, what is your dream scenario?
Then the dream scenario would be, I would love to have an ability. And when you just said it the way you said it, which is little Michael runs in and I hit a button instead of, you know, literally grabbing my son and making him lean against
Soleil,
my neck.
Yeah.
It's a Cirque du Soleil. That's great.
Valid comparison.
I believe we've So
I'm pumped then.
If you're pumped, go ahead.
Yeah,
yes, you take it over. We're going to take a break here, and we will come
back.
Nikki
is next.
Nikki
yes.
Diamond.
Yes.
Nikki Diamond. Playoff football. My Giants are in the hunt. And we'll have Nikki with all the details coming up right after this. I'm so excited. And Oscar and I have the same vision. That'll be really, really special.
2020.
Poker table.
Power 95. Twitch patrol lines are open. Hi, who's this?
I shouldn't tell you.
Why? Do I know you?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Is this Jim Amato?
No.
Have I had fun with you within the past 2 months?
Yes.
Okay, that cuts it down to 1,000. Are you Rick Scofield?
No.
Are you Jolene White?
No.
Are you Linda Herr?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm waiting for you to get tickets to the Mike O'Mara Live Show in New Orleans on April 15th at 8 p.m. at the House of Blues. Tickets are on sale to the general public on November 1st.
Because of you, I'll be in New Orleans.
Take your bike,
fly, take the train, drive, and join us April 15th. We're going to be in New Orleans, Louisiana for TMOS Live. It's going to be a fabulous weekend of fun. We're going to be wandering around and hanging out with people. We're going to be doing a live show on Saturday night at the House of Blues. And it's a great opportunity to meet up with old friends after what really has been too long people to get together and have a good time. We've got a limited number of tickets that are available. Those will usually right around the 1 month mark out. That's when they fly. But there's so few left that we can't guarantee you're going to get them.
I told Carrie, I was texting with your wife.
Yes.
And she's like,
what do you think of that new outfit? Kidding.
No, I said, she mentioned she was waiting to get a couple of more tickets for Julia and her boyfriend.
Right.
I said, get on it.
Yeah.
Can't guarantee you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Got to do it. Get your tickets today for TMOS Live in New Orleans. April 15th, that's a Saturday. We're going to be rolling into town that weekend and be there all weekend long.
Maybe Nutsy the Squirrel will stop by.
Very exciting. Love to see it. Hey, if he comes, he brings the uniform.
Of course.
Yeah. Thank you. Whether it's quick errands to outdoor adventures, electric e-bikes will transform how you get around. They cost way less than the competition, with quality feature-filled models financed as low as $133 per month. You can go up to 45 miles on one charge and reach up to 28 miles per hour with the powerful 500-watt motor, which is now quieter with more torque. For more power with less noise. Plus, I can't look at Mickey when I'm going to do my commercial. Plus, electric e-bikes are foldable and ship-free, fully assembled. You'll be on the road in no time. A stronger rear rack supports everything you need for day-to-day rides or longer trips. Customize your ride with new accessories like the Elite Headlight or a passenger package that can hold riders up to 150 pounds. Oscar is all over the district. He loves it. Plus, no parking fees. Get out there and make this year your most adventurous one yet with electric e-bikes. Visit electricebikes.com to learn more. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C, ebikes.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, from a winter wonderland, it appears to be, let's bring the man in who looks like he's coming to us from the Olympic Village. Nikki, how are you? And you look like you're in a winter wonderland, my friend.
Well, Mikey, I'm in Minneapolis to watch the New York football Giants take on those evil Vikings. My New Year's resolution this year, fellas, more torque.
Wow. Sounds like a personal issue.
Really know what that means, Nikki. But I'm sure like any goal I set, I'll get there.
I'm trying to hear you, Nikki, as the as my garage is being destroyed next door to me here. I have to ask you this. This season has been an unusual one, right? There have been teams that have moved, a la the Giants, that no one predicted would. Nobody thought the Giants would make it to the playoffs this year. And nobody thought that Kirk Cousins would be flirting with the elite in NFL quarterbacks. It's been a fun season, I think.
It's been a fun season. The Jacksonville's a surprise. The Giants are surprised. But in a lot of ways, it's still the Blue Bloods. It's the Bills, the Chiefs, the Bengals, the Ravens, Cowboys, the Eagles.
Right.
No Rams, no 49ers. But hey, the cream will rise to the top, to the crop, to the top. Yes, Kirk Cousins, no creaming, no rising, no top.
Oh, are you getting right into it? Because that, of course, is...
We'll save that for the end, but yes.
Oh,
continue.
Good. Okay.
Continue with your questions.
Yeah.
Does the cold weather make you sleepy, Nick?
Big weekend.
It does make me very sleepy, yes. The time changes, the constantly moving around. Yes.
Yeah.
Somebody called me several times this morning, I may not have answered it.
I understand.
We understand you are still running for the law or your creditors. That you know, it just seems like just yesterday I was looking at a picture of you on a beach in Hawaii. I don't know what it is.
It's crazy. I get around. I'm a bit of a glow mad.
All right, you nut. Let's dive right into it. Go ahead, Nikki. What do you got for us?
We'll start Saturday afternoon, the first day. The Niners versus the Seahawks. They've played twice already. Niners have beat them easily twice. Brock Purdy, baby. Rock out with your Brock out. The Niners roll. Get out of here, Seattle. And then Chargers, Jaguars, two of the young stud quarterbacks. I say the Chargers are 3-0 on the road in the wild card round in their history. They make it 4-0, baby. Take the Chargers. Okay. How about the Bills? Sunday, 1 p.m., Dolphins, no Tua, no chance. Skylar Thompson, that's your guy, Skylar. They're going to go Breaking Bad on you, Skylar. You're going down, baby. Bills roll, okay?
Can't argue
How
with that
about
one, Nikki.
The Bengals and the Ravens Sunday night? Yes. Sorry, Bermuda boy, but your fantasy player of the week, the Carla, is none other than Glow Burrow, baby. Yes. Glow Burrow. He's going to hold up after You got no chance, Ravens. Post first half, blowout second half. Adios, see ya. All right.
Wow. Okay.
Monday night, Cowboys, Buccaneers, Cowboys. You get destroyed by the Commanders. Sam, who? What the heck happened last week? Cowboys, good after a loss. They bounce back. They beat Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But hey, Saturday, Sunday afternoon, the Giants. Yes. I'm in the Twin Cities. Hey, Mike, you ever have a threesome in the Twin Cities with two twins? Me neither, but it sounds great. Oh, my God. Bucket list. Put that on the bucket list, baby. All right. The Vikings, you're taking on the Giants. You got no chance, baby. They're going to go into Minnesota. They're going to beat them straight up in honor of Prince. Let's go crazy, baby. Game 11. We're going to beat your asses, Giants. Vikings, they're going down. Put their hands up, Giants. Let's go crazy, Giants.
Wow.
All right, thank you.
He's gone.
He said and glow crazy.
Yes.
Oh, God. They're going to lose. Anyway,
hey Mike,
you have to let them know.
Seems like a good time to say that Nikki Diamond says if you want to laugh, you can bet on Magoobies.
Magoobies Joke House,
yes.
Rob.
Yes, the smart money is on David Koechner and Rob Mayer for the best stand-up and office trivia with Todd Packer, February 2nd, 3rd, and 4th at Magoobies in Timonium, Maryland, hon. Tickets available at MagoobiesJokeHouse.com. All sales are final.
4:30 on Sunday afternoon. Don't call me.
I was gonna call, you. I'll call you about 5 o'clock. That'd be good, right?
After the game's over, text it will. But you know, who knows? It's good. Look, I think it's one of the most competitive games in the playoffs right now for a team that was nothing and a team that's been in the elite all season long. We'll see what
and
happens.
And one of the best weekends. One of the best weekends for football all year.
100%.
It's just all good. All good.
It's going to be great. We are super late. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, it's the Town of Sound.
Sound Town.
A wonderful show. And of course, as the show winds down, yes, now the jackhammering has stopped. Really, my brain is vibrating. You can't hear it. Thank
brain.
You. We'll be right back with more fun and more thrills. A threesome in the Twin Cities.
Nice.
That's pretty good.
Some more Delta.
That's the house.
And if the whole fraternity system is guilty, isn't that an indictment of our educational systems in general?
We're not going to sit here and listen to you bad mouth the United States of America.
Now, the Greek letters point. Do you know what the symbol is for the fraternity?
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
Yeah, I know the name of the fraternity, but I don't know what the letters are that correspond to.
In fact, drunk and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I didn't know. I think I don't. I can't tell you whether I think I knew or not.
Take it from Vaughn Leibowitz and pledge the funniest fraternity on campus. It's O'Mara House.
Final Otis sees us!
Get a TMOS bonus show subscription by clicking the link at MikeOMaraShow.com. Sign up today with liberty and fraternity for all.
Amen. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I have a question for you. What's the first thing you do when you wake up? Do not press that button, Michael. Do not press that button. What's the first thing you do when you wake up? I'll press the button after the commercial's over.
I know what button you're going to press.
Is it checking up on your credit score? Ha ha! I didn't think so.
Ha 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 ha!
At Chime, that's exactly what they do. With their secured Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card, you can start to build credit with your own money. Their members see an increase of 30 points on average. All of this with no annual fees, no large security deposits, or any credit checks to apply. So, start your credit journey with Chime. Sign up takes only 2 minutes and doesn't affect your credit score. Get started at Chime.com/TMOS. That's Chime.com/TMOS. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by Stride Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA. Chime checking account and $200 qualifying direct deposit required to apply for the secured Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card. Regular on-time payment history can have a positive impact on your credit score. Impact score may vary, and some user scores may not improve. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply, except at Monty Pass ATMs in the 7-Eleven or any Allpoint or Visa Plus Alliance ATMs. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I do ask that question occasionally. What's the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning? Okay, thank you very much. That's I have to hit
you have a stager as well, yes.
I'm so very sorry.
We call this stereophonic sound.
Sound Town.
It takes 7 seconds. Mike, do you drink? I know you drink religiously. You drink the liquid IV.
I drink.
Do you drink tea?
Not anymore. Not as much. I drink liquid IV almost exclusively or regular water.
This surprised
me. And sometimes Mio. Sometimes a little Mio.
Mio. This surprised me about tea bags. That tea bags, Mike.
We're like, seriously, when you do that and I do that, and we laugh when you just say that, it makes me realize that my son is in third grade.
Yes.
We have not evolved past a third grade level.
We have not.
When it comes to humor, you say teabag on a radio program and immediately, you know.
Well, Mike, did you know that teabags on average have 400 types of bug DNA in them?
Did you know that when you analyze a typical teabag, you can find the DNA of 400 different types of insects? And this DNA is usually fairly fragile, easily destroyed by ultraviolet and by getting washed away by the rain, but it does survive when the conditions are dark and dry, as inside a tea bag. Tea fields are a hive of biodiverse tea.
So, think about that the next time you're brewing up some tea.
Well, no. I mean, it's not like parts of insects. It is insects that walk over the leaves.
Sure.
That's absolutely going to happen.
A lot of bugs, though, man. 400 bugs?
Yeah, this is true. But, I mean, we have bugs on us, don't we?
Yeah.
Don't we all have dust mites on us?
Bugs in us, like Miles.
Well, and then DNA is just like, it's amino acids, right? It's the same stuff that's in your cells. It doesn't matter if it's from bugs or bananas or anything. It's the same stuff.
That's Pony's pickup line, by the way.
Bugs or bananas, baby.
Yep. Pony will go into any watering hole in the Northern Virginia area, sit down next to a beautiful woman and say, let me ask you something. Bugs or bananas?
Yeah. They never know what it means, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's just such a great
line. On your Hinge profile.
Let me do my DNA thing. Mike, I love it when Oscar sends me stuff from Twitter because TikTok. Because it's always compelling. Don Cheadle, I think we can all agree, is an amazing actor, and he's had an amazing string of movies dating back many years. He was given not much time to say whether or not he wanted to be a part of the Marvel Universe.
I was at my kid's laser tag birthday party, and they called me and said, this is what's happening. We're giving you the offer. If you don't say yes, we're going to the next person. This is going to happen very fast. So they said, why don't you go ahead and take an hour and decide if you want to do it? I said, it was a 6-movie deal. I was like, in an hour I have to decide? Like, what are the other movies? They're like, it's going to be these Avengers. It's going to be these many Iron Men. This is what it is. So you kind of have to say yes or no if you're in or out. I'm like, what's the trajectory of the character going to be? Well, they're like, we don't know any of that. But this is what it is. So you've got an hour. I said, I'm at my kid's laser tag birthday party. They're like, oh, take 2 hours. So so we played laser tag for 2 hours, and I was talking to my wife, and we just kind of thought about it and talked to my agent and tried to get as much information as we could, and we just took a flyer and said, okay, we'll do it.
Yeah, he took job. He did okay
with
it,
too. If you're going to ask a guy to be in a Marvel franchise, I would say there are worse places he could be than playing laser tag. Yeah,
that's
true. The mindset would be right for that, right? Way to go. Good move, Don Cheadle. Certainly good for your wallet.
He hasn't made a lot of missteps. I was thinking about his career. He's been in a lot of good stuff.
Well, I don't exactly think that's a Rubik's Cube of a career decision to accept an offer from Marvel.
But
right?
However, you take that out of it.
He did it before
was huge.
A massive hit.
Yeah. So there was a little bit of a dice roll, I suppose.
Just Iron Man was out.
Mm-hmm. I would think if you're an actor and you're still in good shape and you can run around and do stuff, do the physical work,
I think it'd be a blast. Who wouldn't want to do that, right? Why not?
You know, get some of that Spider-Man
independent
money.
Stuff. Yeah, absolutely.
Get some of that Spider-Man.
Get some Spidey money. Amen, brother.
Mike, right. I'll close with this. A flight attendant has a TikTok channel that I was popping around on. And, for example, she offers some opinions. Did you know that if you're in the middle seat, she feels you get both armrests automatically?
Ooh.
She also says...
She can feel that all she wants, but the 300-pound guy next to me.
But she also has some tips on personal hygiene.
If you see someone put their nasty foot right here where you're sitting, tell them to get their foot off. It's gross. Second, don't walk around the airplane without your shoes. Oh, it's so gross. I understand sitting and taking it off still. That's a little, but walking around the airplane, guys, don't do it. I had someone clipping their fingernails and it was like, bing, bing. Ah. Don't do personal hygiene on the aircraft. Painting your fingernails, awful. And lastly, please take a shower before you get on the plane. There's nothing worse than sitting in a seat and you're sitting next to someone who has BO.
You know, she's all Amen. That stuff is true. I do remember the one flight when we were taking the shuttle to and from New York. I sat next to a guy who was passing a tapeworm. It's the worst. That's all I got for you today.
Full circle, ladies and gentlemen. That's the way that goes. Amen, baby. You know what? On an airplane, put your effing feet away.
Yes.
I don't want to see them. Don't take your shoes off. I don't think they should give slippers to people. F that.
Like they're explosives. Right?
With the shoes we have, they're practically slippers anyway. All right? And by the way, when I get on a plane, the first thing I do is... No, that's not true. We got to get out of here.
You do that all the time.
I got to go see the rubble in my garage right now. And Oscar... Let's just keep the lines of communication open because I'm ready. I'm ready for your vision.
My fingers are crossed. You got a good vision.
Look, yeah.
Yeah. Get this done the right way.
Yes.
Your fingers are good. You know what? You smuggler. We got to get out of here for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. This is Mike O'Meara.
Say it so long, everybody.
Cross your fingers.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Meara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MearaShow.com.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.
Oh, Monty.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web.
Never to interrupt me while I'm working.
Man said if you didn't leave, we'd bury you here. Fine, we'll leave. I don't want... Man said if you didn't leave...
The closing of the show is a Mike O'Meara production. And tomorrow at the beginning of our bonus show, I'm going to give Mike a talking to. That's it. We have to get out of here. I usually don't bail. Usually I've stopped talking by this point, but I certainly love the music. So anyway, everybody, have a fabulous day. Bye-bye.